Well, of course, you know, being Friday morning, it indeed is time for movie. Show. Plus. Dana Clark, along with Greg Russell and yours truly, along for the ride as we talk about films to watch or not to watch. You know, it occurs to me, guys, good morning. It gets easier because so many of the movies now don't require us to go out and spend a boatload of money. We're already spending money for the various services that we have, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of money.
Yes, and that's true. Link Bessert just came in with a fresh cup of coffee. Thank you, Link. Link also is a very simple man, right to the point. He heard Ann and I, among others, complaining about our Apple phones. I think Sean, too, we're all Apple guys, and about them making us sign up for the Apple Pay that we don't want to sign up for. Link simply said, get a Samsung. Thank you, Link. Thank you. Good night, everybody. If only life were so simple. And frankly, the problem is life really is that simple, but mm-hmm. we make it complicated. Let's go back to the movies to take our mind off it. And the first film is actually in the theaters. Downton Abbey.
Right. Downton Abbey, A New Era. Yep.
What do you think?
It's really good. I really enjoyed watching it. You know, I was kind of like a somewhat fan of the series and, you know, saw the first movie. And this one, however, if you've never seen one episode, because I took my intern with me, mm-hmm. and she's 20 years old, had never seen Downton Abbey, she could follow along with the story. I mean, it's not one of those where if you've missed everything else, you're not going to get this one. But it was enjoyable. One of the main storylines is they find out about some family secret, which I won't let out, that happened in the south of France. So they go to investigate that. But then the funny part is there's a movie crew that wants to shoot a movie inside Downton Abbey. And this was right when movies were going from silent to talkies. And we just had to laugh when I interviewed the cast about how, you know, nowadays people don't want anybody shooting in their house. And that was even the same way back then. They were like, well, we don't want these movie people, you know, those kind in our house. Hmm. So it made for a funny storyline.
Paul W., I'm still stuck on intern.
Yeah, he's got an intern. I'm thinking, wow. We don't have interns anymore, so good for you.
Said intern, all right. Two steps up for you, Greg.
And then the other thing is, I was thinking, this might be the only thing I have in common with a 20-year-old.
Right.
I also have not watched Downton Abbey.
Me either.
So let's listen. Let's listen to Downton Abbey debuting in theaters this weekend.
Life is full of plot twists along the way.
I've come into possession of a villa in the south of France.
What? You never thought to turn it down?
Do I look as if I'd turn down a villa in the south of France?
Times change and we must change with them. Oh, I like the sound of that.
The modern world comes to Downton.
Drink to that.
Well, that's fun. First of all, I have to come clean on this. British accents. Mm-hmm. I always fall for British accents.
Too. Oh, yes.
It just automatically think anybody with a British accent is really brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you noticed if you're in London, the cab drivers are like, man, you should be a professor at a university.
That's their evening
like
job.
Yeah.
So,
would you like to go to the cinema? Where should I take you? All right.
People love Downton Abbey. Mm-hmm. Will they love this one?
I think they will. Everybody I know who has seen it so far really enjoys it, including this one guy. His name's Patrick Stoner out of Philadelphia, who's like the biggest Downton Abbey nut on the junket circuit. And so, yeah, he's just gushing and glowing about it. But again, like I said, the fun part is, like you mentioned, you get a lot of British accents. And again, if you've never seen the show, you won't find this hard to follow along with.
That's so important. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Mm-hmm. Is it three hours?
No, to be honest, Dana, for once, I don't remember what the length is.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe close to two.
Okay, that's normal.
Something like that, yeah.
Here's a revelation, too. I by the way, because I see it on a promo, that I look forward to the new Top Gun with Tom Cruise. I really do. But anyway, I always felt stupid But I just didn't have the exposure. And I can tell you this, I always felt bad because I first originally thought it was Downtown Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
I'm
yeah.
looking at my do. Paper.
Yeah.
Anne, look at the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the paper, Annie. Look at the rundown you gave me. It says the movie Downtown Abbey. That's what I always used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown.
That's how it's spelled, yeah.
Abbey, yeah. All right, so let's go to the next one, which I was, when I first looked at it, I went, boy, Disney has changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw Chippendale, a Chippendale movie. I went, Disney? The Chippendale movie? Are you kidding me? And then I realized it's Chip and Dale.
Oh, gee.
And so the action animated, and it's the way it should be, Disney. Don't ever change, Disney. Stay as sweet as you are. Let's hear Chippendale.
What's the first thing that pops into your head when I say Chippendale? What if I did something like...
I am into nuts.
Good, good. I love it.
Great stuff.
Woo! Go get him!
This is awesome!
I was always more of an Alvin and the Chipmunks person.
You monster.
I got to tell you, at least for these 5 minutes when somebody hasn't found out that they're politically incorrect, somehow the Chipmunks are bad, I'm happy that the Chipmunks are back. I loved Alvin mm-hmm. and the Chipmunks. I loved him.
Oh, yeah. And even with this, with Chip and Dale, it's all about, you know, they had their Rescue Rangers like 23 years ago. This is all about how they've been out of work for a while. And Dale always kind of felt, you know, bad, like he was the lower of the two. So he goes and gets, no joke, CGI surgery. So that's why he looks real in the movie as compared to Dale or Chip, who still looks, you know, kind of like the same as he always had. And they wind up reuniting because one of their former castmates gets kidnapped. So they have to join in on this fight. Something else is kind of funny is, not only do they have Disney animated characters in it, but they've also got animated characters from other places.
Really?
You know, other cartoons. And they're all kind of like now just, hey, how you doing? I'm okay. I'm working 40 years. Okay. You know, type deal.
With their intern.
Yeah, with their intern. Yeah. I'm glad that the creatives have a sense of humor. They do have a tendency to go back in time and recreate because there seems to be too much fear of trying something brand new that might mm-hmm. get rejected. So do you like both films, Downton Abbey and Chippendale?
I do. I mean, Chippendale, as usual, I was watching with my grandson because he's the barometer. Mm-hmm. But it has enough adult, funny little lines in there that you, if you're going to watch it with them, will enjoy as well.
Excellent. And that's Disney Plus. That's on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. All right, good grab on that, Dana mm-hmm. Clark.
Free,
Greg
free,
Russell
free.
Of Movie Plus. And we'll look for you later to find out what you're wearing on Channel 4.
Oh, you'll love the shirt today. Okay, great.
All right, Greg Russell here on WJR.